Next patient is Clarissa Johnson. This is a consultation request by Dr. Patrick Gordon. Reason for consultation, recurrent syncope. History patient is a 25-year-old with symptoms of syncope for many years period. Patient stated that she experienced syncope or near syncope by watching unpleasant situations like seeing blood, or IV injections period. At one time, patient had accidentally cut with a knife and she passed out period. Patient is referred to me for evaluation of syncope period. Patient stated that she had multiple episodes of near syncope and a few episodes of syncope period. Patient denied nausea, vomiting, a headache prior to this event period. However, patient experienced palpitation period. Current medication, birth control pills, social history, no history of smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Patient is a school teacher period. Family history, patient sister has the same problem and has syncope period. Review system in general, denied recent weight gain, no weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. No prior history of coronary disease, congestive heart failure, or cardiac dysarrhythmia, pulmonary no history of pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history of nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated no history of arthritis, neurological no history of seizures or TIA. On examination, blood pressure 130 over 70, pulse is 70, respiration 16, weight is 130 pound. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally heart is regular rate and rhythm. 1 over 6, stolimorum ahead of the rest of the border. There is no gallop or up. Abdomen soft, normal active, bowel sound, extremity, no edema. Click impression number 1. Recurrent syncope. Recommendation. Patient syncope is most probably vasovagal period. I'll schedule the patient for echocardiogram to assess left ventricular function as well as a tilt table study period. Depending on the findings of the above studies, we'll decide further management. Please send a copy to Dr. Patrick Gordon.